Thank you, Chair. The United States is pleased to join consensus on the draft decision on the work of the Conference on Disarmament for 2024. We would also like to commend the excellent leadership of the four presidencies thus far, beginning with India and culminating with Iraq, in reaching such a consensus decision. It is fair to say that each presidency brought us a step closer to the decision we are gaveling down today. My delegation has endeavored throughout the process of negotiations on this decision to remain constructive and flexible, and we were pleased that many other delegations approached the negotiations in the same spirit. One of our main objectives at the start of this year was for the CD, following the year 2023, during which it proved impossible to agree on a decision of work, to send a more positive signal in 2024 about its determination to move forward. This became even more critical following the blocking of a large number of observer requests earlier this year. We believe this draft decision sends such a positive signal, although it needs to be followed quickly by a subsequent decision naming the coordinators for the respective subsidiary bodies. This positive outcome should greatly facilitate the CD's ability to reach early consensus on the annual report and pass a consensus resolution at this year's UN First Committee. The United States would have preferred that the decision show more ambition. While we recognize that the process of achieving consensus requires compromise, and it is often said that the best compromise is one that leaves everyone dissatisfied, we regret that the negotiations were more drawn out and difficult than was truly necessary. We therefore welcome that the language in operative paragraphs 5 and 6, and operative paragraph 6 in particular, should allow us to make up for lost time in 2024 by potentially agreeing at the beginning of the year 2025 to allow the work started in 2024 to continue throughout the remainder of the following year. This is especially important in light of the fact that each of the subsidiary bodies will only be able to meet once between now and the end of the current year. We strongly encourage the Italian presidency to submit a decision to that effect as early as possible in 2025, understanding that such a decision would be applicable only for the year 2025, without prejudice to decisions the CD might take in 2026. Finally, as we flagged in our note verbal of February 8, 2024, we will continue to urge all interested states not members of the conference to attend the meetings of the CD, including of the subsidiary bodies once established, and to submit proposals or working documents for consideration per Rule 33. I thank you, Chair.